Hey, I'm Jenna Wolf, certified lactation counselor, parent coach, and extended breastfeeding mom of two. I fully understand the unique challenges of breastfeeding beyond the baby days, and I'm here to take your hand and support you along your journey. So toss that hair in a messy bun, grab a basket of laundry to fold, and let's get started. This is Start to Stop Toddler Breastfeeding. Welcome to part two of The Secret Sabotage, which is an interview that I've been doing with Jenny, who's an orofacial myologist. If you haven't heard part one, please go back to episode 21 and have a listen. We really give the introduction into orofacial myology, and Jenny shares her own personal story with her daughter, her daughter's behaviors, poor school performance, and all those things that improved with orofacial myology. And we talk about the four goals of orofacial myology. All of that good stuff. So you need that intro before we get into this episode. In this episode, we talk about the real effects that this can have in your life. So poor tongue posture can lead to sleep issues, like poor quality of sleep, facial pain, clenching, grinding, sleep apnea. So facial pain for adults, TMJ issues, and in kids, it can absolutely lead to frequent night waking, and a whole host of other things. And of course, throughout the whole episode, I'm relating this back to breastfeeding and talking about the real, real impact this can have in you and your child's life today. I would love to hear your thoughts. So make sure that you head over to Instagram afterwards and shoot me a DM at own.your.parenting.story. And make sure you give Jenny a follow at myo, M-Y-O, balance, O-M-T. So let's jump right in. When we're talking about what those symptoms are, can you briefly go over some of the things that parents might want to think about seeing a orofacial myofunctional therapist for?
Sleeping is huge. So you want to look how your child is sleeping. Are their lips closed? Are they breathing through their nose? Are they quiet and peaceful? Great. If their lips are open, if they're mouth breathing, if they're loud and restlessness, often parents will come in and say, their bed sheets were wrapped in a ball the next morning because they just toss and turn all night long. They're constantly waking up to go to the bathroom. Our bodies kind of wake us up when we need to breathe. So it's more of a common habit that you see is in kids is waking up to go to the bathroom all night long. Clenching and grinding is another issue. That's another sign, a red flag of the airway issue. Are they a messy eater? Are they a picky eater? That could stem from a tongue tie. Are they gasping while they're chewing? Are they open mouth chewing? Are they pushing up their tongue between their lips while they're chewing? Not eating enough or eating too quickly, eating too slowly? That all can play a factor in tongue function. Are they sleeping? Do they fall asleep in the car when you go for a car ride? Most kids will. They like that rocking. But if it's all the time, then there might be a sleep issue. They're not getting enough sleep. So quantity, how many hours they're sleeping and how well they're sleeping. Quality versus quantity is huge. Right. So your child can be sleeping 8 hours, 8 to 12 hours a night. And you think, great, they slept 8 to 12 hours a night. How well did they breathe while they slept? That breathing is going to help with their growth and development. It's going to help with their behaviors when they wake up in the morning. If they're temperamental, then it could be that they just didn't sleep as well as we think they're sleeping because they're not breathing. Well, they're not breathing well.
yeah, absolutely. And I would almost add too, just from my experience, if you know that your child had a tongue tie when they were like a newborn and they had that release and you are experiencing those things, it's like, yes, this is absolutely like tongue posture related. Even if there's other pieces, like definitely get some support with that because a lot of times parents, the pediatrician saw them when they were 2 days old, said that they had a tongue tie. It was clipped in office and I never thought about it again. And then there's all these things happening at the same time. And you're like, okay.
And that's another issue is tongue ties can reattach. So if they're not properly stretched after, like as a baby, if you're not doing that therapy afterwards and stretching that wound and really so that it doesn't reconnect or reattach, then as they age, you got it clipped when they're a baby, but it could have reformed. And now you're looking not at that tip tongue tie, that you're looking more at that posterior tongue tie because it wasn't properly stretched when they were babies. a lot of doctors are, you know, they don't look at the airway with tongue tie. So there's no post-surgery stretches involved. So we want to make sure that that care is there, that we are stretching that release after it's completed, even with a newborn. It's super important to make sure that that release is properly completed and cared for after.
Yeah. And I think that it's like, a lot of times people feel like get the tongue tie released, like that there's a surgery involved and then that's it. And there's nothing else involved. It's very important to have the body work and the, you know, the therapy afterwards to get that tongue moving properly and in the proper position and all those pieces, as well as sometimes it's literally just a habit of like the mouth being open from infancy. And now there's a habit where the tongue is always low in the mouth and not being suctioned to the roof of the mouth. And then we have all these airway issues that follow from that. So I think that it's just really important to recognize that, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. And even like you said, mentioning the body work and everything like that. So our tongue, actually, when we release it, we're releasing a piece of connective tissue that is actually connected from our tongue all the way down through our toes. So that one connective tissue is just the lining of the muscles that's connected. And when we are restricted in our tongue, we're restricted everywhere else. So even in babies and getting that tongue tie release, having some sort of body worker to help with the stretching and the release of that is huge. It will be huge to the outcome of it, of that tongue tie release. It's just, it's fascinating what the tongue actually plays a role in our overall health.
Yeah, so totally. And I see that too with moms that are like, you know, they had a tie released or they know that there's a tie and they haven't had it released, but the baby's like super tight in the car seat, or they're having just, I mean, there's also like torticollis and all that kind of stuff, but they're like, they cry when they're in the car seat. And it's like, well, there might be a lot of tension in that little body even after the release, because it's still there, right? Like we know that that tongue has started moving at like what, 12 weeks gestation? Like that's when the tongue starts moving. So even just at birth, like how many weeks has that baby been, months has that baby been functioning that way? That's how the muscles are forming with all that tension. And so that's how the body comes out tense and tight. Mm-hmm. And then you put it in a little car seat with the straps on it. Like, of course you're going to cry. Like you can't move. You're like, it hurts, right? It's painful. Sure. Even as myself, like I said this to you, and I know when I was in office, like, cause I see you myself. I was so tight in my face and I was like, I need some support. And I just started doing the massages that like I know to do with like kids. And it hurt to just touch. The tension was so bad that the first little touches were like a hot searing knife on my little cheeks. I was like, it hurts so bad. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is what those little babies are feeling when they have so much tension. Like, and of course, it hurt like that at first, but like very gentle massage. And after just a day or two, it was already feeling a lot looser and the pain was not as intense. Mm-hmm. And I've also heard clients that as adults that got their tongue released, and they just say that like it was immediate relief. Like they felt relief, not pain from it, because it was like that tension in the mouth was greatly reduced. So I know that can, I don't want to scare anyone by saying like you touch your kid to do a massage and they're going to cry, but
no,
just how important that is.
Very, very minimal movements at a time, right? And that's why you keep going back and you're getting, you're releasing that tension little at a time. And that way it's not painful. It actually feels really good for the baby, toddler, adult. It feels really good after that release is all completed and you're not tight and you're not. Yeah. Even like with tongue tie releases in adults, like I've seen it where I like to always ask my patients if they are going for the tongue tie release. I have them send a picture of them trying to like just straight leg and try to touch their toes. And then we do it the day, or hopefully they do it the day they do the tongue tie release. If they forget, then we follow up the next day and they send another picture. And it's interesting to see that movement of just by releasing the tongue, how much they were actually able to bend down further to touch their toes or stretch further. Yeah, so it's just, so it was crazy. I always love doing those pictures because those are just so crazy and interesting. And I always have them take those pictures for me. And that way they can see, wow, I was really restricted. I was really tight.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Even like the posture of like it's crazy to see how, I know that this is like orofacial myofunctional therapy is part of that whole piece. And like there can be airway dentistry involved and all of that. But like the way that like even aesthetically the face can shift and change when like the jaw is expanding and like the double chins can go away and like there's no hump in the neck. It's like mind blowing to me. You know, people are spending so much money on a facelift and it's like, oh, well, and but you don't get the benefits of like sleeping better when you get a facelift.
Learn to suction your tongue to the palate. That double chin appearance will probably go away. It's really fascinating that the facial changes that happen. And not only that, like the tightness that goes away and the smoothness that you get out of it. You get all that tightening in your facial muscles. You have a lot of that dimpling happening, especially underneath your chin there. So when it's functioning properly and the muscles are all working together and you're not as tight as you once were, it's just that smooth, almost like Photoshop finish look from a before and after aspect of it. It's quite cool to see the changes. Adults, I mean, the tongue, if you are doing myofunctional therapy as an adult, very, very, very rarely do we get that jaw expansion because our jaws are already formed at that point. You'd have to go for like an ortho or airway dentist that specializes in expansion. But just the positioning and the muscle function is night and day difference. And a lot of people will come, like adults will come because of facial pain and jaw pain and tension. And once we start the therapy program, it's just, they notice within a month or two, they're like, wow, it's really like after we start balancing those movements, it's really improved on all the pain that they're experiencing in their jaw and their cheeks, lips, and their facial muscles.
Yeah. So, and I think that's. So just to even clarify why that tension is there is because when the tongue isn't functioning, when the tongue's not doing what it's supposed to do, other muscles are compensating, right? Like that's what, it's like this compensatory thing that everything just tenses and they start doing the job that they're not supposed to be doing. So it hurts because those muscles aren't supposed to be doing those things, but they're taking over the job of the tongue because the tongue's struggling.
Exactly. They're taking over the job of the tongue. The jaw joint becomes a lot more, you get a lot of more dysfunction with jaw, with TMJ issues because your tongue is a strong muscle and it's supposed to house a lot of the weight that our jaw joint is not supposed to. And so we will compensate for that. And you're right. There's a lot of compensation happening when our muscles aren't working or aren't functioning properly and the way they're intended to do. So we get that pain, but it's nice to see that, but that's my goal is always to have that pain go away. In adults, my goal is really, let's get rid of the pain. Let's get rid of, you know, not being able to open your mouth as wide as you want to, or any type of that pain in children. It's that sleeping. Let's get that sleeping under control. Those are my goals with kids, is really wanting them to breathe healthy out of their nose. Adults as well, because it will help with sleep apnea, but I love it when they come back and we're like, my facial pain is not nearly what it was once when we first started.
It's really wild to think that like just these little bit of exercises a couple of times a day can make such an impact in your, you know, quality of life overall. Mm-hmm. And all of that wonderfulness. And it really reminds me, as we're talking about the compensation too, like this is another piece that I talk about in my work when it comes to like the physical function of the body, but like pelvic floor issues, right? When our pelvic floor is weak and when we're not having, then our back is compensating and we're having all this, you know, pain that happens other places in our body. So it's that same thing. It's like the pelvic floor goes through a lot when we're pregnant and when we're having kids, right? But our tongue is also like, it's meant to do a lot of things. And when it's not functioning properly, then our body is compensating and taking over. And so then we get all of this crazy mayhem that ends up happening. So
I always like to use a rubber band analogy, for instance. So we have that fascia system, right? And our tongue, when it's, or when we're so restricted in our oral facial muscles. So we take that rubber band, turn it vertically, and we pull up on it. What happens to the bottom? Everything kind of stretches up as you're pulling up on that rubber band. So that's kind of what's happening with our body, is our, you know, everything gets tight and restricted. And that can happen from, I've seen knees, hips, like you said, pelvic floor, shoulders, like lower back, it's all connected by this one fascia system. And if it's, once we release it and we can get it functioning properly, then a lot less pain everywhere else. I've done a lot of work with chiropractors as well, with hip pain and myofunctional therapy, and both of them combined was a night and day difference for their hip outcome. So it's pretty neat to see what the tongue and all your oral functions actually help with overall.
Yeah, I know.
Like, and I wouldn't think of.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's so cool to even like, just parents will, this happens like breastfeeding with particularly like young babies and whatnot. And it breaks my heart because it's just a lack of education, but even very well-meaning providers who may actually have a decent amount of knowledge about supply and demand and about those kinds of aspects of breastfeeding. But then when there's like behaviors happening at the breast and we're having issues with like suck, swallow, breathe and all that kind of stuff, babies popping off a lot, you know, like these disorganized sucked patterns, all of that, which I see when I see the baby, that's what I'm noticing. But they don't necessarily see that. What they see is this kind of baby that seems a little bit fussy at the breast, but they're gaining. So then the provider will be just like, oh, well, this is just how babies are sometimes. This is just how it is. But then when I sit down with the parents and I just explain to them how complex it is to just swallow something, like all of the muscles and all the movements that's happening and how, you know, like all of that, I feel like we just underestimate the power of our mouths, like all the time. We have no idea how complicated it is to just like suck on something or swallow something, all of the different pieces that have to coordinate properly in order for that function to happen. And when you think about it, like even as I'm sitting here recording this interview, right, like my body is relatively still. Now I kind of talk with my hands. So, but my mouth is moving like crazy, right? Like there's all of these complex movements that are happening. Like of course it's going to affect things. And of course, this is going to be a powerhouse for our body, right? Like that we think of as far as like affecting things, but we just don't think about it that way, right? Like, so.
And so that's important. I mean, I always tell people like, oh, they went to their family doctor or they went to the pediatrician or their, you know, their dentist, and they said everything was fine. They'll grow out of it, or this, you know, or they'll just wait till they get older. We'll see. And they're not wrong. That's what they know. That's why we call it practicing medicine, because you're practicing it every single day. You're learning. You're you have to create that knowledge to know. And some people will go into the airway field. Some people will go into more of a, you know, dentistry, I'm speaking, so to speak, a cosmetic dentistry field. Some people will go into the airway. Some people will go, you know, the ortho field, periodontal, like whatever field you want to choose in, you just look for the passion. But even with providers and family doctors and pediatricians, they're constantly evolving. Like they're just practicing medicine, and that's what they know. That's, you know, that's what we're taught. And so it's just getting the root. No, you will not grow out of it, but we can make it function properly. It's the function that we're looking at. How's everything working and functionally? And if everything looks good, then there's nothing wrong with it. But if you don't dig deeper and look at the function, actually look how that tongue's working, then that's when we get the issues.
Yeah. And even to think that there's like, we can have like, you know, interventions that support expansion like later on, right? Mm-hmm. But that the tongue is the natural expander of a palate. And so that there's just like small interventions that can happen at the beginning that we can do that really support development over time. And we're not just having this wait and see necessarily to see if it evolves into something, but like we have to wait until, you know, X, Y, whatever age in order to do this one intervention, because that's all we know. We don't know, like, you know, we haven't learned more about these other pieces. So
Yeah. You just gotta look, and I'm always key, like, let's do that expansion, the quicker the better. So there's growth appliances now that help with proper jaw growth and development. And so we may need to get into that growth early on, like those growth appliances of by three, that could help. We do a lot of jaw growth between our like 3 to 8 years old. We do majority of our jaw growth. So it's a huge time period of let's get this jaw to grow. I'm not saying you'll never need ortho. You still might need ortho in the end. But if we can get that expansion without having surgical expansion later on, then that's the goal. Yeah, to get that
exactly.
To be the natural expander, because the less surgeries we need, obviously the better. And so the goal is to have that tongue, see what we can do naturally with a tongue expansion. And you might need an appliance when they're younger, but the younger we can get into that appliance. And that's thinking about airway health. Let's get this jaw like wide and, you know, brought forward. So we get nice sinuses, nice nasal passages, nice and air, nice airway, larger airway. It's just, we don't want it. Let's stop shrinking and let's grow.
Yeah.
Because and right now, essentially, just our diets are, you know, mothers right now are working a lot less time breastfeeding. Our foods are a lot more processed. So we don't have that harder food that we used to have in the past. Like if you look at our ancestors, our jaws were very wide, no breathing issues, like very large airways. And so what's happening now, we're just becoming very, very narrow jaws.
Yeah. And that, I think that it's just interesting to note too, and we'll wrap up soon. I just could geek out about this forever, but well, like breastfeeding does support like proper oral function.
Sure.
And so, yeah. So when we're introducing bottles and pacifiers, which are, I'm not, you know, criticizing or saying that anyone's wrong for doing those things, but it's also true that they can shape the palate in ways that, and they can often, I don't want to say that they create a lazy tongue, but there's, you know, a lot less work to draw milk out of a bottle with a, you know, number three nipple or something than it is to draw milk out of a breast. And that is toning the tongue, right? Like that's the work there to do all of that, which is so, so important. So I also think too, you know, we have all of these now gadgets to breastfeed with, like breastfeeding pillows and all these things, but these are pretty modern inventions. And in those positions, like the breastfeeding positions that we have in our modern day and time cause the child, generally speaking, to tip their head forward, and it causes the jaw to recess, and it causes the tongue to not move forward like it's supposed to. And it narrows all of the space in the back of the throat, which is poor for breastfeeding. Like it doesn't support healthy breastfeeding, and also doesn't support healthy oral function and healthy oral development over time. So, you know, like a lot of times, so yeah, there's like the food we're eating. There's all those kind of pieces, like when you're talking about like eating really hard things and all of that, that's causing our jaw to be larger, like historically, ancestrally. But then also just are these things like a breastfeeding pillow that we think is so awesome, but we use it in a way that, you know, really inhibits actually like proper oral function. And so there's so many reasons why, you know, we've kind of come to this place. Was my long way of saying that, but yeah
no, sure. I mean, it's a lot, and you know, not, it's a lot. but bottles, most bottles out there, you tip them over, that milk is just flowing out of them. So yeah you're absolutely right that there's not that, it's creating a dysfunctional swallowing pattern because it's just easy.
Yeah,
they're basically feeding for you, but but there are bottles out there that will help promote that suction, like less of a flow, almost really, really good to help with that, that suck if can't breastfeed.
Yes, absolutely. I always say, like, whether you're formula feeding, breastfeeding, if you're using a bottle, you need to understand proper bottle technique. Period. Whether you like, whether it's pumped milk or formula, whatever it is. So talk with a lactation specialist, because bottle feeding is breastfeeding. It's just an artificial breast. So you still need to know how to use it properly. You know, like it's not just.
I refer a lot of kids to lactation consultants, and for a lot of infants, when I say lactation consultants, and they do that part of it for me. But it's just, it's a lot harder to suck from a breast than it is from a bottle. Then it's just creating that dysfunctional swallowing pattern later on from myofunctional therapy.
Exactly. We just don't see those long-term impacts of it, right? Like, because in the moment, the baby's gaining weight, and that's what's important. And it is. It is important for your baby to gain weight. Like, absolutely. And we can make small changes now that can, you know, impact their breathing, like in potential of developing sleep apnea, and, you know, like all of these things, like long term, that it, you know, really, really affect quality of life. So why not? Why not do those things now? It's so important.
I definitely, the earlier you can start on oral function, the better for me, based on even just for jaw growth as a hygienist. I'd love to see nice wide jaws and healthy breathing, like no mouth breathing, just nasal breathing, and not a nice broader, wider face instead of that long, narrow face. So it's just, the earlier we can start that, the better. And that,
why are you hating on my face, Jenny? Why are you hating on my long, narrow face, Jenny? I'm just teasing you.
It's very common to see that long, narrow face. That Marilyn Monroe face is long gone, really.
I know.
We all have that long, narrow face, and that's just evolution, yeah. I guess, over
and
time.
Once you see it, once you see it. Yeah, yeah, once you see it, you can't unsee it. And then you can't.
Exactly.
I'm just like, well,
when I went under this rabbit hole of myofunctional therapy, I'm like, oh, now I just, yeah, I see, I'm like that kid in Sixth Sense. I see tongue dysfunction everywhere.
Exactly. Parents will meet a mom at the park. I can almost predict like somebody's breastfeeding story just by the face of like the shape of their face and the shape of their kid's face. Like they're beautiful. It's not about aesthetics, but like I can, yeah, I totally, once you see it, it's like, yep. Okay. I know how this goes.
Sure. So, and my only thing is, I wonder if they have sleep apnea. Like when I see an adult and I look and I see that open mouth posture, I always wonder, I'm like, I wonder what a sleep test, if they took one, if what would the outcome was, just because of a narrow posture, a narrow jaw, open mouth posture, weak muscles, then you're getting into that sleep apnea, sleep disorder breathing issue.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, let's wrap this up because I know we could talk forever, but why don't you share with everyone? So you said that you like just share with everyone where you are, what your business is, and where they can contact you. My brain is not functioning today.
No worries.
You need better sleep.
My business is called, it's called MyoBalance OMT. So just all one word, MyoBalance and then OMT. So I do a lot of virtual. The pandemic, everybody kind of went virtual. So it's very easy to do the therapy program online virtually. You can go to my website, www.myobalanceomt.com, and that will direct you to links and a lot of information on myofunctional therapy as well. And then also links if you do want the assessment and complete a myofunctional assessment. I also do in-person appointments. I'm currently working out Kingsville. So if you're locally in the Windsor Essex County area in Ontario, then I do local appointments, in-person appointments as well. You can follow me on Instagram. I do post. I try to post on Instagram, and it's just at MyoBalanceOMT on my Instagram page. But yeah.
Amazing. I thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
No problem.
It's been a pleasure. And I know that moms are going to benefit from it. So yeah, it's such a pleasure.
If anybody has any questions on airway health and jaw development, then yeah, feel free to look me up and contact me. If you just want to shoot a quick email, it's also jenny@myobalanceomt.com. So that's convenient.
Awesome. Amazing. All of that will be linked in the show notes. So if anyone is listening and you're driving and you need to write it down, you can just come back and check it in the show notes. Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jenny.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
If you loved this episode, make sure you hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss any episodes in the future. Also, check out my breastfeeding toddler communication guide and cheat sheet to learn how to say no to the feed while still saying yes to the need at www.ownyourparentingstory.com/guide. And that concludes another episode of Start to Stop Toddler Breastfeeding. The theme song is Little Balloon by Jenny and Tyler. And it has been a pleasure to share this time with you. I'll catch you in the next episode.